Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I'm not much for making New Year's resolutions. I tend to be a goal-oriented person, so I'm constantly setting goals, making plans, and designing things. Aside from running an inn for the last 31 years and currently helping to care for a very active 18-month-old grandson from 8 to 5, 5 days a week, I don't have a lot of extra time on my hands. Most of my projects revolve around keeping an 1888 house in good order. This often involves woodworking, plumbing, tile work, painting, and the like. I like working with my hands and plan to make more time for some woodworking projects that have been hard to get to. I also have a small rowboat to build sometime in the near future. I have no plans to be any more active in the political arena than speaking out on issues as I see them. As I did when I was in office, I tend to put party affiliation aside when I look for solutions. As in any kind of design problem, a good idea knows no political boundary. They are not conservative or liberal. Good ideas that can translate into good solutions need to be practical and implementable. You need good science and good facts and accurate information. You also need a good sense of what is affordable and what is not. The solution needs to fit the environment, whatever that may be. When I look around Humboldt County, I see a few issues that we will need to be addressing, if not now, certainly in the near future. Take Highway 101 between Arcata and Eureka, for example. We have a trail in the works next to the bay. We also have plans for improving the intersections to make them safer. We are also studying the effects of climate change and sea level increases. Does it make any sense to sink more money into a road and trail that may be underwater, or at least very expensive to maintain in the all-too-soon future? Do we really want our grandchildren to wonder just how ignorant or arrogant or wasteful we were? Remember, the first road between the two cities was built up against the hillside, out of the marsh. We call it Old Arcata Road. Maybe we need to rethink our plans. We have elections coming up in the spring and the fall of 2016. The Republican primary is just weird. Maybe this will shake out after the first couple of states actually vote. It's hard for me to imagine Donald Trump being the front runner. I always try to look at the two individuals and then the party platform to make a final decision. I don't know what Trump stands for. His campaign rallies are about how he is doing in the polls. I hear nothing substantial from him. His comments are what I remember from the seventh grade. I guess this is what his supporters like. Locally, Mark Wheatley has announced his run for 3rd District Supervisor. He has experience, knows the state he has to work with, has a great environmental background, and listens to all of his constituents. We haven't had anyone this qualified for a long time. I'll help him as I can. For someone who doesn't do resolutions, this sounds like what I see for me in 2016. Whatever your point of view, we are Americans first and need to be able to talk with each other, and we do this on the North Coast. Happy New Year, everyone. Be safe and prosperous. This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.